This conference is being recorded.
This is. So once your love for the Gnani gets to begin and starts rising, then your love for the non-Gnanis, those who are not of this, those who are not of part of this satsang group, will slowly diminish. And this, but right now we are just dealing with the level of the world, but as you grow higher than that, you'll find that you'll be more impressed with the self. Now, this person says, as with Niruma, Niruma was like, she says, Niruma was so intense with Dada Shri, and he was so devoted to Dada, and Deepakai says, yes, she had a life after life relationship with Dada Shri, not just this one life, and that is why she was so intensely involved with Dada Shri, the Gnani Purush. And she went through the rest of her life just to complete and fulfill the agnas and the original instructions of Dada Shri. Most of her illusory attraction for the world was already over. She was not into it at all. She was just fulfilling her role after the Dada Shri passed away. In fact, Deepakai says, what is the biggest obstacle to the bliss of the self? Then the answer is the small desire to enjoy life. And then if you want to go deeper into it, then it is the pride, the anger, the deception. Now the next question. Next question. Having come here to Simandar City from a lady, she says, I constantly have thoughts about my file number 3, 4, 5, 6 who do not call me, and I'm here. She is an older lady who has come, and I'm constantly wondering why they are not calling me. So Deepak Bhai asked her. Now she's standing up. Yes. But why are they not calling me? He's imitating her. He's imitating her. What can I do so that my children and my grandchildren will call me? And so they call me so many. Says, I wish they would keep calling me morning and evening. Now he's kind of just imitating her. Will you please show me the way? No. What do you want me to show you? If you want liberation, then why do you want them to call you? Yes, I'm aware that I should not be upset. Then why don't you go and tell them that, please call me, my children. No. I really do not want to have that kind of a desire. But then tell me, what should I do, says Deepak Bhai. Just tell Hemlata, yes. Why are you waiting for the phone? Talk to internal conversation with Hemlata. Why do you want her to call? Why do you want your children to call you? Why do you want your loved ones to call you? What do you really want out of them? Why are you hanging on to their words? If they don't care to call you, why are you wanting them to call you? Yes. And if you really feel like, if you want to call them, then call them. You already washed 50 years of your life. Now do you want to wash the rest of your life in serving these children? Yes, you need to be upset with Hemlata. You need to tell them about it. So make sure you take. Now she's the lady. Yes. What do you mean? She says that children have a lot of time to talk to other people. How do you know they have a lot of time to talk to others? Because when I'm home, they're all constantly on the phone. So you can't forget the fact that they used to talk so long on the phone. Now, this is the only thing, this illusory attraction. I wish my children would call me. I wish my loved ones would call me. And then later on, they can say, well, how come they are not coming here to take care of me? He's just saying that the complaint, there is no end to complaints of the intellect. So now, in the karmic path, everybody has forsaken everything and let go of everything. Here in the Akram path, people are not letting go of anything, and all of a sudden we are giving them this knowledge right in the middle. and therefore they have a hard time letting go. They really do not want to let go of everything that they have, and at the same time they want bliss of the self. How can they be? So there is a tug of war. On the one side you want all worldly pleasures, and on the other side you want also the bliss of the self. So why don't you cut one rope at a time every day? Somebody doesn't call, just recognize. You like Dada Bhagwan, do you not? Yes. Compared to file number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, do you love Dada more, Dada Bhagwan? Love the Jnani more, or do you love Dada, these files 6, 7, 8 more? Yeah, and recognize that that is the illusory attraction of Hemlata, of Patrick, of Thea, not yours. You are beyond all of that. And then, yeah, even after coming to Simandar city for the evening of your life where you're going to settle down, this illusory attraction should not be bothering you if you converse with her internally. And if you remember all of them, then all you have to do is, just start from one lord to the other and meet all the lords and all the gods and the goddesses in the temple upstairs and talk to them. And then meet the files, tell the Tirthankar Lord Padmanabh that, I do not want to hang around in this world until you are there 84,000 years later. Please make sure that I get liberation before that. Next question, I think. We are on 13 minutes and 52. Amaru. There is Amaru means we, and Amaru means not mine in Gujarati. A means not mine. I am doing all the intense studies ever you have taught us, including samayiks, 4 to 5 years, hours of satsang every day in Simandar city. I feel like I have really found the bliss. And also the detailed parayan study that you've been doing is exquisitely beautiful. And then I recognize that all the weakness was in the purusharth, or the highest in the inner endeavor of file one only, nobody else's. And therefore, by looking back in my life, I feel like I'm much more ahead. But I still need to become stronger in this. I'm doing a lot of purusharth. And my file 2 also says that I have improved a lot. My file 2 says that. So where is your file? He says, why don't you call file now? Do you really? Do you want to say something about file 2? So now he's there, boy. The young man is bending down. There she is. That's his wife. File 2 is now talking. You want to validate? You want to say how much love your husband is showing? Most, all the ladies feel like, I wish my file two would improve, and the men, they only want to improve themselves. She's saying my file two is very helpful and very, very helpful to me. Before I used to wonder why did I find such a husband? But now I'm so happy that I've met him. Oh. And that's her husband there. Initially, I used to feel that if I had met Dada before I got married, I would not have married. But now that he has become such a nice man through these satsangs, now he has improved so much that I feel, now I really appreciate it. Now there has been a big change, right? Deepak Bhai says, yes, there's a great change in our life together in Simandar city. Now we do not have many kashais. Kashais is conflicts due to file 3 and 4 are the only ones that happen, but not with file 2. So this lady is in general just relating how nice it has been since she has come to Simandar city, and both she and her file 2 are applying all the satsangs and the gnans. Very good, Deepak Bhai says, that's good. Now let's go next one. He's looking for the next one now. Yeah, my question is, after self-realization. File number one is under the control of scientific circumstantial evidences, and our Purushart, our effort is just to be the self as capital only, right? So, slowly, how will we know that we have surrendered everything to Vyasit? Deepakbhai says that employ all positive evidences. You never know that the glass is going to break, but until it breaks, you have to keep doing everything to protect it. And do not try to have an end point where you want to have a change in your relative life. No. You can just warn Patrick from Vedic and say, be careful, be careful. But then if he protects it, fine. If he is not able to protect the glass from falling, then there is nothing much you can do. Then, because if the positive energy and the positive effort is only when you cannot remain the knower and the seer. This is the thing. Deepakbhai says, SCE cannot be changed. And the attempts to change it is really something that is a false way of looking at it. And so if you see somebody on Aptavani 9, he says if you see somebody misbehaving and getting his way, then you learn to be like him. But that is not the correct knowledge. The correct knowledge is, therefore you... So the second time you see the same person acting up and having his way, and therefore you say, oh, because he acted up and because he was obstinate, he got his way, therefore I should do it that way. So then your knowledge changes, but that is not correct knowledge. And then the third time you do it, he will do it. So if any wrong activity, if you enforce it three or four times, then it will become established in your conduct. So make sure that your belief does not change. Your belief must be that it is wrong, dead wrong, totally wrong, and you have to follow along the original belief. No, so as your belief changes, your understanding changes. Understanding is the vision which changes. Along with that, there may be some penance needed, and once the penance gets established more and more deeply into it, then the conduct will come. And the conduct is that you will be able to remain absolutely separate and aloof from it, unaffected from it. But here what happens is that, he gives the example of the stock market. The guy who makes a little money in the stock market starts flying so high that he says, see, I know how to win the money, how the money. But Deepakbhai says, really, in the stock market, nobody has really made money. And even all these government lotteries that are given by the government knows that ultimately the government is the one that is going to make the money. It's just like nobody can beat Las Vegas. The man asked, therefore penance is absolutely necessary. Deepakbhai says, for sure, penance is absolutely necessary. Whenever anything unpleasant presents in front of you, that is the opportunity for the penance. You'll have to do the penance. I don't feel that there is any penance at all. See, that's the other sample. He says, if you really feel that there is no problem in life, then it is very difficult to seek out penance. Penance is it is the fourth leg of the ultimate bed of moksha. So in other words, knowledge, conduct, vision, and penance. So the penance is very critical. Yes. You should read the book on money. You should read the book on money and find out how this money is not yours. Money comes to you because of merit karma. Then this young man asked, can you tell me what was the past life causes that resulted in this current life, or this kind of a heavy-duty, shock-like effect in the stock market? And Deepakbhai says, it is very difficult to tease out the causes. Why don't you just deal with it with equanimity? When you deal with it with equanimity, whatever it is, then you are closing the file and you are not starting anything anew. Next question on minute 22, 20 seconds. The Lord Buddha has said that the entire world is nothing but misery. Lord Buddha, what is the difference between what Lord Buddha said and what you understood? Who do you think he was saying that this entire life is filled with misery? He says, Lord Buddha says that there is nothing but zero and shunyata, zero in life. And but everybody is employing this definition of shunyata or zero-ness according to one's own understanding of it. And this man with the yellow spot on his forehead is saying that I used to... Then, you see, in the self there is zero. Deepak Bhai says, the self, there is no zero. When you leave New York to go to Miami, then you have left New York and Miami hasn't come. And these people are trying to describe Miami by without leaving New York. If Lord Buddha had said, given the way of to nothingness to zero, as equivalent to coming to the S capital self, then it would have made a difference. However, he did not make the splitting exactly between the relative world and the real world. And therefore, everybody got confused about it. So, it is not wrong, it is correct. It is correct for the people who receive that message. Those who are in the 12th standard will receive the message of the 12th standard. Those who are in the college will receive the message of the 12th. He says, now Srimad Rajchandra said that I am not in any particular sect or any particular religion. This man is asking. And now, is the other five agnas along those lines? Deepak Bhai said that the other five agnas is way higher than what Srimad Rajchandra has talked about. It is millions of miles ahead of that. But just remember that, just for as far as your question of zero is concerned, of shunyata, of nothingness is concerned, then recognize that where the worldly interactions end, that is where the zero is. And now that you have attained the self as capital, therefore your world is zero. Your world is coming to an end. Therefore you have attained nothingness as far as the worldly life is concerned. However, but you know, these people talk about nirguna atma, attribute-less atma. And then, but no. The self is filled with attributes. So some people talk about this. The self without attributes, it is an illusion of sort, because really the one who is established as the S capital self is filled with all kinds of energies and attributes. So therefore the most important thing is to catch a living gnani, because these scriptures of various kinds written by different people will only confuse you and really not let you get the experience that you're seeking. So to summarize again with Deepak Bhai, when you become the S capital self, the Shuddhatma, your world comes to an end, and that is the zero-ness of Buddhism. Now, next question. Okay. So now, with the beliefs, can I have the understanding? What are you trying to ask? Because he asked a very complex question. Somebody is asking now. This filled stock versus five agnas. The five agna applications is with reference when the relative unfolds in front of us. Are those the filled subatomic particles that arise in front of us? When they arise in front of us, but then what has the beliefs got to do? What about the beliefs? Supposing you're talking about the example of taking off the ice from the steel glass. If you take the ice from the steel glass, there'll be no dew drops on the outside. So what are you, we are talking, what is our question? He has asked a very complex question here. What we call as Gnan in satsang, is it not just a belief only? But should we not have to apply those in order to get that into experience? And Dipubhai says, actually, Akram Vignan says, when you apply five agnas to that which is unfolding in front of you, not only your beliefs will come to an end, but also the subatomic particles which form this karma will also come to an end, and your wrong understandings will also come into an end. So until it unfolds in front of you, you will not be able to understand the exact importance of these five agnas with reference to your bliss. Does that mean that it is all dependent on an unfolding discharge which has yet to come in effect? Therefore, Deepakai says, yes, we have to apply this understanding prior to its unfolding, so that when it unfolds, our knowledge will be there. So that is why we are studying Akram Vijnan, and we keep on studying this. So with this prior, proper, correct understanding of Gnan, then it helps. And sometimes when a very heavy karma unfolds, and it's a heavy duty karma of suffering, then this energies will be there to help you. And so if you say, Deepak Bhai himself says, and Debbie just read this Aptavani 1 today, and Deepak Bhai is saying that even after all these years, if I read the first 25 pages of Aptavani, I find something new in it. So every time you read these glorious words of the Jnani, new and new veils will be removed from front of you. And that knot will become looser and looser. And as they become looser and looser, you will be able to deal with it better. Everyone? Yes. We have the solution and the knowledge. But why does it not work? Deepak Bhai says, it's because there is a veil over your pure soul. And the more you attend these satsangs, more veils will be removed from the absolute light that you are. And then as he says, that is the case with you as well as it is the case with me too. Me too as well. Until we become fully enlightened. And in those places where the veils have been totally removed, there is a direct experience of the self. And so in the Jnanvidhi you get the 2% absolute direct experience of the self. The Adhashri says that our awareness is so high that our upyog, our exact applied focused awareness can move so fast in so many different directions, in so many different angles, because it does not stick to any particular point. It doesn't get stuck in it. So whichever way you look, we can see, we can have the answer right there in front of us. Whereas we ourselves, we Mahatmas, we are trying to manipulate it from the level of the self and the I-ness, which still has not gone away. There is a residual I-ness called potapanu, and therefore very limited vision opens up. And when I-ness, the last remnants of I-ness leave, there will be phenomenal light. But Niruma had the same kind of application the young man asked, right? Deepak Bhai says, for sure. But it was, if she had the slightest nimit in front, she would be able to have 5,000 visions, revolutions and 5,000 unfolding of that particular statistics. Don't talk about upadan, because he uses the word upadan, which is the past life spiritual stock, Upadan has got something to do with development. Let's not talk about the upadan right now. Somebody is sitting on the seat of I-ness, moving towards the pure, absolute I without any coverings or nesses, I-ness, my-ness, etc. But if you want to use the word spiritual stock, let's not talk about upadan. Now that you have attained the self, upadan is no longer an issue. Now all you have to do is to devalue the relative. Say somebody was asking how to be free from sexuality, this is the more you find brahmacharya celibacy to be blissful, and the more you find sexuality to be painful and harmful, the more you will move in this direction. So this is, that means the intellect has to be shown a myriad different ways in terms of how sexuality has hurt him. And therefore, is it true that intellect is the light of the non-self, and we have the original light too? But despite having the both the lights, why is it that one slips? That is, I'm not able to catch it exactly. He says, Deepak Bhai says, you catch it from the point where you have the suffering. Investigate within Jeff, where am I suffering? Where am I suffering? Wherever you are suffering, the suffering is due to, and then find out on what basis it's due to suffering. Is it due to attachment or is it due to abhorrence? Is it due to pride or is it due to greed? Is it due to, so that is where you investigate. What, that is your red light. That is the first vibration in this silent pond. You see, the fact that I am Jeff has been broken with reference to the knowledge, but with reference to the experience, it still needs to be broken. And when that is broken, it will be broken when you can understand the mistakes of Jeff and where Jeff hangs on to the inner kashais of anger, greed, deception, pride, and the nurturing of these. So, and if you feel the slightest shock on the wrong within, then you recognize that you're sitting in the seat of Jeff and Patrick and Thea, and you need to move away from these seats and come home to the bliss of the self, saying, I am pure soul. I will give you my own case. Deepak Bhai said, it was only in my case, everybody rises step by step, because supposing you do something very good, then there is a sweet taste of juice of doership. See, what a nice thing I did. And you are aware of the fact that you have just tasted the sweet juice of doership, garvaras, and you need to revisit it and say that although that was a suffering and this is pleasant, these are two ends of the same stick and you need to move away from it. So, now Deepak Bhai just made a joke about the double B, two B's. First B is faulties of the sufferer. BB is also the slang for the wife. So BB, double A, double B. So double B is two wives. Well, you got the two wives of the faulties of the sufferer, and whatever has happened is justice. You need to hang on to these two wives to really move in the direction of liberation. The subatomic particles are the basis by which effects are realized through these five senses, which are caught on by the intellect and the ego, which says, I like it, I love it, I want more of it. And then this leads on to further process. I think we can pause it here. Let's pause it. I'm just going to pause it, give a little break, and just check and see how we're doing. So I'm just going to pause it here. I know we have gone beyond, we've got only 10 more minutes left. How is everybody doing here? Hello?
Very good.
Hey, Sachidana.
Hey, Sachidana, Vinod. I thought it was great.
Okay, good. I'm just going to take a little water break and then we'll come back, like just 2-3 minutes and then we can start again, huh? Finished.
We're going into satsang right now, so I don't know if we're going to stay on.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. Don't worry.
This was great.
Okay, good. Yeah,
thank you.
Oh. Hey,
okay, Patrick.
See y'all.
Okay, see you.
Hi.
Hey, and Jason, Patrick, I'll be right back, huh?
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'm here.
Good. I'll just get a drink of water.
No problem. Can you guys hear okay, everybody?
Yeah, very good.
Very good. So if you're, just so you know, when we're on the call, if you have noise in the background or anything is going on, you just press *6 and that will mute your line. And then you push *6 to unmute it. There was feedback going on and I realized it was my phone. So I muted it, and I think the feedback stopped because I had it on speakerphone. So you can just hit star six. And so who's here? Taya and Emily and Lakshmi and who else?
Phil.
Lalita here.
Oh, Lalita, Jai Satchinan. Jai Satchinan, Phil.
Jai Satchinan. What happens if you push star seven?
Star seven, I think you're... no, nothing happens if you hit star seven. Except you actually go right to your soul.
Oh, okay.
So you want to push star seven immediately. No, star seven does nothing. Only star six mutes and unmutes.
How about the Starship Enterprise?
Starship Enterprise, that's the other line. You have to call 1-800-427-3400 for the Starship Enterprise.
Got it.
So what's going to happen is, over the next week or so, the node's going to translate other SUP songs. And then starting on the 16th, there's a big event in Simandar City that's going to be similar. It's the Parayan. So, Lisa, am I saying that right?
Yes.
And I think it's going to be, I'm pretty sure it's over Pratikraman, but I'm not sure. We can ask the node. But it will be every day from the 16th through the 23rd. And it's a little bit late in the night just because of the time. It's going to be 10:30 Eastern time is when it will start. That's the first session of the day, and Vinod's he's going to translate the first section. So that'll be nice. And there will be video. In the e-group, they'll send a link that will give you the video so you can actually watch it live while Vinod's translating. Vinod, are you back?
Yeah, just a couple more minutes. Two more minutes.
More minutes. Does anybody want to sing a song?
Why don't you do it?
Why don't I do it?
Yeah.
You know, Patrick got kicked out of sixth grade choir for a reason. But he doesn't. Hey, are you still there from Costa Rica?
I am.
It sounds clear?
Yeah, it's gotten better.
Oh, good, good.
All right. So we'll start. Patrick?
Yeah, that's fine. So if everybody just wants to hit star six except for Vinod, then I'll make the line even more clear. And then at the end, you can just push star six again, and then we can talk if you have any questions or anything.
And so continuing with Deepak Bhai Satsang here. You have said something about your case as an exception where you jumped into a very high level of awareness. But he says, Deepak Bhai says, in the last life, I must have taken a lot of beating about pride issues. And therefore, in this life, pride was not an issue for me, but then the rest of it was still there. But I had some other junk to clear off, and I did that. And I'm still continue to do that to clear up some of the residual junk. Because it says awareness rises when you stop employing deceit in pride. When you stop employing deceit to get validation of pride, then awareness takes a big leap. And therefore, then it really, you will not get into those silly, stupid games playing in order to get more validation of your pride. In the same way, you can do that for greed, you can do that for deception. And so if whatever you do it with exact awakened awareness, lot of junk falls off as opposed to lesser awareness. So the awareness is the critical thing. What is the difference between knowledge and absolute knowledge? when all relative knowledge leaves, that is called absolute knowledge. Our current knowledge is, he says, the questioner says, our current knowledge is on the basis of a little bit of wrong knowledge too. What is the difference between our current knowledge and absolute knowledge? This one, Gnan is the real viewpoint, and then our current knowledge is the relative viewpoint. If you want to go to Mumbai, and once you reach Mumbai, that is called absolute knowledge. Until you reach there, that is all knowledge. And moving away from Mumbai is ignorance. She says, what is Gnan Sarup? What is absolute knowledge? He says, except for absolute knowledge, no other result is mine, and that is the state of absolute knowledge. And in this entire body of ours, wherever there is no visibility, wherever there is space, that is where I, capital, am at. That is where, what is the location of absolute knowledge. Everywhere else there is physical matter that is covering it up. And Dadashri has reached that level, that total state of enlightenment. And therefore, if we follow his road exactly, step by step, we will reach that for sure. And so, because we have no other way, we are just hanging on to his words. And as we hang on to his words, he says, if you hang on to my words, you'll definitely reach that final enlightenment. Some people are a little bit more aware, and therefore they're more able to. As you approach the airport, do you not see the telltale signs of the aeroplanes landing? So that's how you know that you're coming closer. So, but you know, each one is behind the other, but they are all on the same path and the same train. So, let's see. Now those, it says, there's somebody, he is giving the example with the right hand, that this is the target, and just 2 inches from the right hand is where you're wanting to reach. When you started from your left hand, which is extended, until you come to your right hand, you are still reaching, and for the one who is very near the target, for him it's easy, the one who is far away is still in the right, but all of them are in the correct direction only. Everybody is in the exact path of Akram Vignan. Nobody needs to be upset. Everybody is trying their best. I know Deepak Bhai says everybody is trying their best. But you see, there are people who are, you see, you never look back. Just look forward only, because if you look back, you say, wow, I've covered so much distance. But let me just take it easy and rest. No, this is, you cannot afford to rest. But so therefore don't look back. So then you decrease your pace. Instead, just keep on your pace. You're all doing very well with reference to the five agnas, the satsang, the application of the purusharth, the highest inner energies. And so, but it's the one who is looking ahead only, he will know, wow, I still got to go there. I'm not there yet. I've still got some junk bothering me. I've still got negativities within me. I've still got these issues with reference to beggary and inner hunger. So this is all happening. But if you are trying to go from Ahmedabad to Mumbai, you still haven't come up to Baroda, which is halfway. So you still, all of you still have a long way to go. But do not despair. All of you are on the right. The moment you reach Mumbai, that is called the clear and the direct experience of the self. That is associated with no active application of the five agnas. Clear and direct experience. He is asking now, if my goal is absolute knowledge, should I not understand what absolute knowledge is all about? Then Deepak Bhai says, the answer is very simple. No ignorant kriya, no ignorant result, no ignorant anger, deceit, greed, pride, no ignorant kashais are there where Kevar Gnan is. If you have the slightest effects of any of these happening to you, that means there is a long way to go. And recognize that even the most ignorant one, the dumbest of the human beings, the most difficult of human beings, in him too, the pure self in absolute form exists. Only difference is that in him it's all covered with heavy layers of ignorance, whereas in us it has started shedding. He also has hair and nail that he sheds, and he also makes mistakes. We also make mistakes, whereas we are aware of the mistakes, whereas he is not aware of his mistakes. And so it is not difficult to come to the original place, because you are now returning, and pratikraman means is essentially to return, to retrace your steps. You had gone away from the self. Next question. We came directly from Leicester to Simandar City, Leicester, UK, and but file number. But we came directly from Leicester to Simandar City. However, our relatives complained that how come you didn't come visit us first? You know, we are your relatives in India. So then how should we settle those files with equanimity? There are people, Indians who have come back from UK. How did they know that you are here? I had to tell them, no? How did they know that you are here? The lady says, I had to inform them. Why did you inform them? Okay, now that you have informed them, so you have to tell them it's so difficult to carry these huge bags, you know. But let us decide a day and we'll meet. But is there why Deepak is giving her an excuse, what excuse to tell her relatives? But somehow or the other, just be done with that file. Remember that whenever do the pratikraman, and settle that file of the relative with equanimity. Last time when I came, my father was alive. And now my father has passed away. So they are saying that now that dad has passed away, don't you think it is your responsibility to come home first before you go to Simandar City? Deepak Bhai says, and Niruma also used to say the same thing, when you come from overseas, keep the social at the bottom of the list. Social meeting your friends, because otherwise you will become sick. They will feed you so much that you will become sick, and then you will not be able to attend the satsang. So attend the satsang first and then visit your relatives just before you are leaving to go back to UK or USA. Now whatever has happened has happened. Now employ these subtle techniques of how to deal with the relatives. I'm just finished. I wanted to come. But because of Raksha Bandhan, by the way, today is Raksha Bandhan, today is a special day when the sisters tie a piece of thread on the wrist of their hands, and it signifies that they will not look at each other with any sexual look. I mean, if they are not true brothers and sisters, and the guy is supposed to protect her in return. So this is a tradition in India where they all, what, give me the blessing that I'm going to bless your path of liberation, I'm going to protect your path of liberation, I'm going to protect your newly found state of spirituality, I'm going to not going to drag you into this worldly interactions, which decrease your awareness in spirituality. There's a Q&A going, lady saying, I'm able to, it's so easy for you to say, Deepak Bhai, but I'll have to somehow manage to tell them what's going on.
Be noted, we've got you on our satsang here. There's about 15 of us here.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, Jeff, thank you. Uh-huh. All right. So now she says, I have night duty and I do mobile. But in India, everybody carries all kinds of little messages, all short messages from Dada on their mobile phones. So I feel like doing all the incense that whenever it comes, the aarti comes. I'm asking you, who's aarti? Simandar Swami. Are you doing the aarti of Deepak Bhai or who? No, no, you have to do Deepak Bhai or Srimad Swami, not of Deepak Bhai. Yes, yes, go ahead and do those aartis. Those are good to do. She is reading a question. We are about now. I have about last 5 minutes remaining here. I says I have only 5 more years remaining in my job before I retire, this lady says. I have bought a home here, so I feel like I should come here. Will you be able to get some time off? Will you be able to come for 8 days for the Parayan Shibir? He says, sometimes I may or may not get it, she says. I might get 4 to 8 days. If you got a job, you can tell them, as it is, I'm going to leave the job one day, so why don't you give me some time off? I work in a hospital, she says. They said, no, your services are needed here, so you have to work here, she says. Now he's reading the question some more, that's fine. You should decide how much money you need before you come here, because once you come here, then you won't be working. She says, if I have 3 lakh rupees per year, then I think it should be fine. 3 lakh rupees per year should be fine. So he says, please, you check and see how your file to your husband feels about it, how your children feel about it. You just can't walk away from them all, can you? So you don't jump from the 9th floor, do you? You have come down to the 8th floor, then the 7th floor, then the 6th floor. That's how you do that. Some people jump straight down to the ground from the 9th floor and they break their bones. You don't want to do that. You have to do it step by step. Okay, Deepak is now doing the VD. He's going to do the VD for all of us, so we can all join in the VD. And then Deepak Bhai, we can all say, Om Shuddha Atma Chu. I surrender my thought, speech and action. All illusions related to my name. Bhav karma, charge karma. Subtle discharging karma. No karma, which is discharge karma. Hey Dada Bhagwan. Unto your divine lotus feet. I'm surrendering them. So the satsang has ended. Jai Sachidan. Jai Sachidan. Jai Sachidan.
Jai Sachidan.
Jai Sachidan. Patrick, so we are done. we will let Patrick, you and I will decide with Jeff. We want to, if we want to do the same thing tomorrow,
sure,
and take
sure.
up the 3rd August satsang, maybe the next one. And
yeah,
we'll,
yeah, I'm okay with that. Is it okay
yes.
if people ask questions to you, Vinod, if anybody has any?
Yes. So what time?
Oh, is this same time good?
Yeah, great.
Okay, so 9:30 Central Time, 8:30 your time in California, Debbie.
30 our time.
And sorry, I mean 9:30 Central Time. So 7:30 California.
So 10:30 East Coast time, yeah.
Yes, yeah, 10:30 East Coast
Thank
time.
Thank you.
We'll take the next one on, and we'll try to give you some more details about today's satsang. If there are any special points, we will try to share with you on. Through Patrick on Facebook, huh?
Yep, perfect.
All right, my Jai Sachidanand to all of you.
Thank you, Vinod.
Jai Sachidanand.
Patrick, Jai Sachidanand.
On the call, just push in *6, and that will mute you. And then that way there won't be any you. And unmute, and then you, if you need to say something, then you can just press *6. That way it'll keep the line quiet. So, but this was the first run, so thank you everybody. Jai Sachidanand.
Okay, Jai Sachidanand.
Thank you, Vinod.
Oh, is that Mary? Jai Sachidanand.
It was Taya. Thank you so much.
Okay, Taya. Yes, Taya. Jai Sachidanand. Have a great night, dear. Jai
Sachidanand.
Okay,
you too.
Jai Sachidanand,
Vinod.
Jai Sachidanand, Bharat. Good to hear your voice. Jai Sachidanand. That was a great...